Yes, the Christ connection.
Mohon hubungan sareng Kristus.
We're connected to God through Christ.
Urang dihubungkeun sareng Allah ngalangkungan Kristus.
Through the new birth.
Ngalangkungan hirup enggal.
And the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
Sareng ngalebetkeun Roh Suci.
We are connected with God.
Urang dihubungkeun sareng Allah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And God can pour himself through us.
Diperantos ngucurkeun dirina ngalangkungan hirup urang.
When Jesus was here on earth,
Yesus aya di dunia ieu,
God poured himself through Jesus. A Jew. From Nazareth. But now, he pours himself through T.L.
Osborne.
A man from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
In the United States. And he pours himself through you. From your village. Or from your town,
di kota,
God pours himself through us because we are connected through Jesus Christ.
Antena ngucurkeun dirina ngalangkungan urang dihubungkeun ngalangkungan Yesus Kristus.
The Gospels of Jesus are connected to the Gospel of the believer.
Injil-injil Yesus dihubungkeun ka Injil urang percaya.
These seven studies or lessons are based on the first four verses in the book of Acts.
Di pengajaran ieu dumasar kana opat ayat ngawitan tina carios padamelan rasul. Cukangna.
I call them the bridge, the bridge verses.
Eta nyebatna teh ayat-ayat.
Well, in English, I call it the bridge sentence because the four verses are one sentence.
Ina bahasa Inggris abdi ngabuktikeun kalima anu ngahubungkeun kumargi ayat ieu.
The bridge between Jesus,
tangna antara Yesus,
and us.
Sareng urang.
His gospels.
Injil-injilna.
And our gospel.
Sareng injil urang.
You are writing a gospel every day of your life.
Saderek nyerat hiji Injil dina hirup saderek setiap dinten.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John wrote Gospels.
Yus, Markus, Lukas, Yohanes nyerat Injil-Injil.
Their Gospels were the way they saw Jesus.
Injil-Injil teh jalan ningali Yesus.
How Jesus was to them.
Yesus kumaha mayunan aranjeun.
What they observed about him.
Naon anu diperhatoskeun kumantena.
Your gospel is how he came to you.
Injil saderek teh kumaha mantena sumping ka saderek.
And what you've observed about him.
Naon anu diperhatoskeun ngeunaan mantena.
How he's affected your life.
Mantena parantos ngaruhan.
And chosen you.
Saderek milik saderek.
And sent you.
Mutusna.
That's your gospel.
Eta Injil saderek.
And it's a good gospel.
Ieu Injil nu sae.
And Paul said that people don't read this gospel as much as they read your gospel.
Jalmi henteu ngaos Injil dina Alkitab langkung seueur Injil saderek.
I want to explain something that I forgot to explain in one of the sessions.
Abdi bade ngajelaskeun anu abdi hilap ngajelaskeunana dina salah saji sesi.
I was thinking about the women.
Abdi nuju ngemutan kaum istri.
And I told the women to put yellow on every verse in the Bible that they believed was only for men.
Masih antara ka kaum istri ngawarnaan setiap ayat dina Alkitab kanggo pamaget.
I was smiling as I talked.
Diemut waktu abdi nyarios.
And I suppose you would understand it was a joke.
Ieu teh gogonyakan.
But I forgot to say so.
Hilap nyarioskeunana.
I'm sorry I forgot to say that.
Punten abdi hilap nyarioskeunana.
Well, but I still think it would be a good idea for you women.
Abdi masih ngemutkeun hiji ide anu kanggo kaum istri.
If you don't believe that verse is for you, put yellow on it.
Untuk percantan ieu ayat kanggo oranjeuna warnaan koneng di luhurna.
And then it will remind you, oh, yes, that's a verse that I think the men is for the men, not for me.
Ieu baris ngemutkeun yen oh ieu teh ayat satengah kanggo pameget satengah kanggo istri.
You understand?
Nah, saderek ngartos.
Okay. I want to do something to arouse the women.
Mun abdi bade ngalakukeun anu teu tiasa ngabangkitkeun kaum istri.
To be honest with yourself.
Kanggo jujur ka dirina.
If you don't believe it,
paminte persanten,
put yellow on.
Kanaan ko na yung luhurna.
If you do believe it is for you,
yakin at tangaw sa dere,
then don't put yellow on it.
Wala di cirian ko na.
And you might be surprised how many verses you would need to put yellow on.
Dere kruas kana sa beberapa ayat anu emut kanggo di cirian ko na.
You understand what I'm saying?
Dere ngartos.
Now listen, in the last session,
dangukan ni nasa si tibayun.
We addressed the question, what makes our Christian witness believable?
Ya patarosan naon anu ngadamel kesaksian bisa dipercaya?
What is it?
Naon eta?
It's the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Yuta gugana Yesus Kristus.
If Christ is alive, we're alive.
Upami Kristus hirup, urang oge hirup.
He said, because I live, you shall live.
Mantenanya harus kumargi kami hirup, mana hirup.
He has life, we have life.
Mantena kagungan hirup, urang gaduh hirup.
He has power, we have power.
Mantena kagungan kawasa, urang oge.
Is it different?
Nah, iya benten.
No.
Ento.
It's the power of the Holy Ghost.
Iya teh kawasa ti Roh Suci.
Jesus stood in the temple and raised his hand and said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me.
Yesus ngadeg di bait Allah sareng ngangkat panangan nyarios Roh Pangeran ayah di kami.
Luke 4:18.
Lukas 4 ayat 18.
Now that same Holy Spirit has come upon us.
Roh anu sami parantos lungsur kaluhureun urang.
It is not a different anointing.
Yesus urapan nu beda.
The same anointing.
Urapan nu sami.
When the woman touched the border of his garment, her issue of blood dried up.
Waktos istri ngajamah jubana getina liren.
Because virtue went out of him.
Argi kasayan keluar timantena.
In Acts 1 and 8.
Pada malam para rasul hijai 8.
Jesus said, you will receive that virtue.
Yesus nyarios maneh baris narima kasayan.
When the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Waktos roh lungsur kamarane.
And you will become my interpreters to the world.
Marane baris jadi saksi kami di dunia.
You accept that?
Nanarimana?
The Holy Ghost is for more than just to make you speak in tongues.
Roh suci lain sakadar sadarek tiasa nyarios basa roh.
He brings virtue and power into your life.
Nanyanda kasayan sareng kawasa dina hirup sadarek.
Power for what?
Kawasa kamu naon?
Power to interpret Jesus.
Kawasa kamu nyaksikan Yesus.
Power to represent the Father.
Kawasa ngawakilan Rama.
Power to continue doing what Jesus began to do and teach.
Naon kasaksian urang tiasa dipersanten.
What makes our witness believable? The fact that Jesus is alive from the dead and has come and taken up his abode in us and lives in us.
Kenyataannya Yesus hirup tina maut sareng parantos naik ke surga sareng hirup di antawis urang.
If he's dead,
pamimantena maut.
He has no power.
Antena tegaduh kawasa.
If he's alive,
pamimantena hirup.
He'll do the same things today as he did before they killed him.
Senang lakukan hal-hal nusamin satu acana mantena depayahan.
The first time I ever preached to a Muslim audience.
Pitan abdi khutbah ka urang Muslim.
That's what I preached.
Ye anu dihutbahkeun teh.
I talked to them about the living Jesus.
Nyarioskeun perkawis Yesus nu hirup.
And of course, they knew that.
Antu bae aranjuna keterangan.
They knew that he lived.
Aranjuna terang yen mantena hirup.
They knew that he was a healer.
Urang nabi.
A prophet.
Aranjuna terangan yen mantena teh ngawaras.
But and because of Roman history.
Sareng kumargi sajarah Roma.
They knew that he was crucified.
Aranjuna terang yen mantena disalibkeun.
But the Bible goes further than that.
Alkitab langung tebih di eta.
It says he's come back from the dead.
Daurna mantena parantos gugah tina maut.
That made the Christian witness credible.
Yang ngadamel kesaksian Kristen tiasa dipercaya.
The Jesus that they followed in Judea.
Yesus anu dituturkeun di Yudea.
And that was crucified.
Sareng disalib.
And put in a sepulcher.
dilebetkeun kana kuburan.
3 days later something happened.
Tilu dinten aya kajantenan.
He came back from the dead.
Antena gugah tinu maot.
And appeared to the people.
Rengembongan ka jalmi-jalmi.
Our focus today is on that part of the opening sentence in the book of Acts.
Fokus urang dinten ayeuna dina carios panamalan rasul-rasul.
We're looking afresh at Acts 1 verse 3.
Abdi bade ningal carios rasul hiji ayat nu katilu.
He showed himself alive by many infallible proofs.
Dina sangsara teh Yesus teh kantos ku rupi-rupi jalan ngayakinkeun ka murid.
We stressed that in the last lesson.
Urang nandeskeun sesi tipayun.
But today we're going a step further.
Dinten ieu urang bade ngalengkah langkung teuih.
And addressing the fundamental question.
Sareng nudukeun patarosan anu dasar.
How does Jesus function in your community today?
Kumaha Yesus gunana dina lingkungan saderek?
And we're focusing on the rest of that verse 3.
Urang bade fokus kana bagian akhir ayat 3.
Where it says Jesus appeared to his followers during 40 days after his resurrection.
Yesus teh nembongkeun dirina ka para muridna salami 40 dinten saparantos gugana.
Speaking to them of things concerning the kingdom of God.
Nyarios karanjeunna hal-hal ngeunaan kerajaan Allah.
Now let's back up a little bit.
Urang balik deui.
To that last lesson again.
Dina pelajaran nu tipayun.
What makes us credible?
Naon ngadamel urang percaya?
Is the fact that Jesus is alive.
Nyata pakana Yesus hirup.
And lives in us.
Hirup dilebet urang.
Now back to what I said about my first time to preach to Muslims.
Enten balik deui kana ngawitan abdi khutbah ka urang Muslim.
The people listened.
Jalmi-jalmi ngadengukeun.
I held up my New Testament.
Abdi nyepeng perjanjian anyar.
And I told them, I said, this book that I carry in my hand.
Abdi nyarios buku anu dicepeng ku abdi.
This tells me that Jesus is the Son of God.
Masih terangin Yesus teh anak Allah.
That he's the one who shed his blood for the remission of the sins of the world.
Antena hiji-hijina anu ngucurkeun getihna kanggo nebus dosa dunya.
Then this book says.
Lajengna kitab eta nyarioskeun.
That God raised him from the dead the third day.
Yesus gugah tinu maot dina dinten katilu.
I've come to Java, I told them.
Dongkap ka Jawa abdi masian terang.
To tell you what this book says.
Mun masian terang ka sarerek naon dicaraoskeun buku ieu.
And to do my best to convince you that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, the only Savior.
Terang usaha kanggo ngayakinkeun sarerek yen Yesus teh Kristus, anak Allah anu hirup jadi juru selamat.
You may believe it or you may not believe it.
Sarerek percantan atawa henteu.
I believe it.
Abdi percantan eta.
I'm a gospel preacher.
Abdi teh nu ngawartakeun Injil.
I came to Java.
Abdi dongkap ke Jawa.
To convince you about Jesus.
Kanggo ngayakinkeun saderek.
Because if he's the only Savior.
Kami mantena hiji-hijina juru selamat.
Then you need to receive him.
Saderek perlu ginampi.
If only his blood can cleanse us from our sins.
Upami getihna tiasa ngabersihkeun urang dosa-dosa.
Then you need to know about it.
Prayogi terang kana hal eta.
And that's the way I preach.
Ieu teh cara abdi khutbah.
Then I said, this says God raised him from the dead.
Teu abdi pangeran ngagugahkeun mantenna tinu maot.
And because God raised him from the dead,
margi pangeran ngagugahkeun mantenna tinu maot,
the Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Alkitab nyaroskeun usami kamari ayeuna sareng saterasna.
Therefore, my conclusion is,
margi eta kasimpulanna,
if he's alive,
upami mantenna hirup,
let him do the same things that he did before they killed him.
Mantenna ngalakukeun hal-hal nu sami dilakukeun anu cacar maot.
If he's dead, he can.
Upami mantenna maot mantenna teu tiasa.
If he's alive, he can and he will.
Upami mantenna hirup mantenna tiasa sareng ngabade.
I finished my message.
Abdi rengse sareng pesan abdi.
I would ordinarily be expected to invite them to believe on Jesus.
Abdi ngulem aranjeun kanggo percanten ka Yesus.
I said now.
Binyarios.
Before I ask you to decide about this Jesus.
Ayeuna sacacana abdi nyuhunkeun saderek kanggo mutuskeun perkawis Yesus.
I want you to be convinced that this book is true.
Doyong saderek yakin yen kitab ieu leres.
So let me pray a prayer to God.
Idin kan abdi ngadoa.
According to this book.
Ngeunaan kitab ieu.
If Jesus is alive, he will answer my prayer.
Upami Yesus hirup mantenna bade ngawaler doa abdi.
Because he sent us as his believers to tell people all of the world about him.
Umargi mantenna ngutus urang saraku jalmi percaya kanggo masihan terang ka jalmi-jalmi salam dunya.
And he promised that if we would ask anything in his name, he would do it.
Mantenna janji upami urang nyuhunkeun naon bae anu dilebet namina mantenna bakal ngalakukeun.
It was quiet.
Suasana.
I said, let me pray. And then if God doesn't answer my prayer. Excuse me, I don't want you to misjudge me. I wasn't tempting God. I was witnessing of Christ. Some people have condemned me for this. Every crusade I ever conduct, I do the same thing on the first night.
Unggal ka kaer abdi nyarios hal nu sami dinaungi ieu.
And it has offended some people.
Geus ngaganggu perasaan sababaraha jalmi.
But I'm a believer that Jesus is alive.
Namung abdi saurang percaya yen Yesus hirup.
I'm a believer that he wants to answer prayer.
Abdi teh saurang nu percaya ka mantenna bade ngawaler doa abdi.
We don't have a dead religion.
Urang tegadu agama anu paeh.
We have a living Christ.
Urang gadu saurang Kristus nu hirup.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, I said, I ask, is there anyone here that's deaf?
Nah, aya di dieu nu torek.
In one ear.
Nu sabeulah.
But you can hear out of the other one.
Ngadangu sareng nu sabeulah.
Let me pray for you.
Dinten abdi ngadoa kang saudara.
That just came to me to do it that night in Java.
Ieu kajantenan abdi kanggo ngalakukeun nu hiji wengi di Jawa.
Well, here came a bunch of people.
Dongkap rombongan jalmi.
And my wife lined them up.
Pun bojo nyuhunkeun aranjeun entry.
The first one was a Muslim haji.
Nu kahiji aya saurang Muslim.
A man about 60 years old.
Urang pamegat anu yuswana 60 taun.
What would you do?
Naon nu kusadayak lakukeun?
You know, I love the people. I wanted to help
them.
And I watched him.
Abdi merhatoskeun.
He was shaking.
Anjeunna ngadegdeg.
I wasn't.
Abdi henteu.
I thought, good.
Abdi ngarasa tenang.
Yeah. He's scared, I'm not.
Anjeunna sieuneun ku abdi.
I wanted to bring him out, to get him to confess something about
Jesus.
He was so scared and nervous, I don't think he knew what I was saying. I was very sober. I was interpreting God. Representing
Jesus.
I said, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of the living God? Bounced his head nervous. Do you believe God raised him from the dead according to the scriptures? He bounced his head. Yeah. And he was shaken.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Witnessing of Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Not acting like a smart aleck. No. This was a sacred hour, moment.
Ida jam anu sakral. Ente.
I didn't ask anybody to bow their head.
Abdi teu nyuhunkeun saurang nu tungkul.
I didn't ask anybody to close their
eyes.
I just felt it was very important that they check up on everything. I just stood there at a distance from him. I said, sir, the Holy Ghost was in me. In order that people may know that this is God's word. And that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And that God has raised him from the dead according to the scriptures.
Yen Allah ngagugahkeun mantenna tinu maot numutkeun pangandikanna.
I command your ear to open.
Abdi merentahkeun cepilna muka.
It was quiet.
Suasana sim. Abdi parantos masian terang kajalmi-jalmi.
If God don't answer my prayer,
pami Gusti teu ngawaler.
Then you can chase me out of town.
Saderek tiasa ngusir abdi keluar.
And all the preachers with me.
Kantenan sareng sadaya pengkhutbah.
That'll get the preachers with you.
Upami para pengkhutbah sesarengan saderek. Salajengna ngadeg didinya sareng nyarios ka pamegat.
When I stood there and said that to that man.
Ieu sadaya ku abdi diucapkeun.
That's all I said. Looking him right in the eyes.
Ningal langsung kana sasana.
I said, now stop up your good ear.
Iyana sing waras sepilna.
Went around behind him.
Abdi kapengker.
I whispered.
Reng abdi ngarewos.
He repeated it.
Iyana malikan.
I backed up.
Abdi balikan.
I whispered.
Ngarewos.
It was perfect.
Isampurna.
Perfect.
Sampurna.
Perfect.
Sampurna.
That made me credible.
Adamal jadi layak dipercaya.
What gives our Christian witness credibility?
Anu ngajadikeun kesaksian Kristen urang percaya?
The fact that Jesus is risen from the dead.
Tayan Yesus digugahkeun tinu maot.
And he is alive in us.
Antena hirup di lebet urang.
You believe that?
Asa rek percanten.
Now, I want to take, during that meeting.
Iji wengi nuju abdi khutbah.
One night as I was preaching, a different Muslim haji came bustling through the crowd.
Orang haji dongkap rurusuhan nyelenep ke tengah-tengah jam seueur.
My wife Daisy was seated there.
Bojone dicalik dirinya.
Always alert.
Kiatna sareng.
Watching.
Ngawaskeun.
She spotted him.
Ningalikeun.
She knew in her spirit what he's up to.
Rona yen jalmi teh baris naik.
She slipped over to the steps while I was preaching to intercept him. And she said, sir, what do you want?
Naon, Pak, saurna.
He was furious. I just kept on preaching and ignored the fuss. The devil will pull any trick he can to get the attention off of the gospel.
Iblis baris ngelakukan cara naon bae nu kanggo narik perhatosan ti Injil.
She said, what's your problem?
Naon masalahna?
He said, that man's got to be stopped.
Jalma ieu kudureun.
I've got to go up there and tell the people the truth.
Abdi kedah naik ka ditu nyarioskeun mabeneran ka jalmi-jalmi.
He's a foreigner.
Jalmi engal.
He has no right to talk this Jesus over here.
Henteu kagungan hak kanggo nyarios Yesus di dieu.
He was angry.
Anjeunna ngamak.
She tried to calm him and couldn't.
Bojo ngawitan nanangkeun.
Finally she said.
Akhirna anjeunna nyarios.
Listen to me.
Jangukeun abdi.
I'll stop my husband.
Abdi bari ngalirkeun pun lanceuk.
And he'll be glad to let you speak.
Teu anjeunna nyarios.
You and me will go up there together.
Abdi sareng anjeunna baris ka panggung.
And we will call for somebody blind from the audience.
Urang ageroan nu lolong di tengah hadirin.
And you pray for them in the name of Muhammad.
Mangangadua di lebet Nabi Muhammad.
And if they receive their sight,
upami nolong tiasa ningali,
then all the Christians will know that there's something real living about Muhammad.
Urang Kristen baris terang laras-larasnya eta yen Muhammad teh hirup.
But if nothing happens,
upami teu aya kajantunan naon,
I'll pray for them.
Abdi dina nada kang lolong.
I won't ask my husband to.
Moal nyuhunkeun ka lanceuk.
I'm a Christian.
Abdi urang Kristen.
I'm a believer.
Percanten.
I will pray for the blind person. And if they receive their sight, you and your people will know that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead according to the scriptures. He turned in a rage and left. She was credible. He was not credible. What makes the Christian witness credible? Miracles.
Mujizat.
The supernatural.
Supra-alami.
Wrought by the power that brought Jesus back from the dead.
Didamelna ku kawasan ngagugakeun Yesus Kristus tinu maot.
Now, I want you to draw a picture here.
Mohon, abdi bade ngadamel gambar di dieu.
Because we're counting down to the end now.
Bagi orang hampir yang kisah.
I want you to understand this.
Biayong sadek ngertos.
We started out talking about Jesus, our standard.
Ngawitan nyarios ngenan Yesus standar abdi.
Lesson number one.
Pengajaran kahiji.
Lesson number two.
Pengajaran kedua.
As we ponder him, signals come from him that we call inspiration.
Surang alanya pengenan mantena israt-israt dongkap ti mantena nuka urang disebat inspirasi.
We based that on his life and ministry until the day he was taken up.
Urang dumasar kana hirupna pelayanan dugi ka diangkat ka sawarga.
And then it said he gave commandment.
Terusna disaurkeun anjeunna masian parentah.
Commandment requires response.
Iji parentah merlukeun tanggapan.
To obey or not obey.
Kamu taat sareng teu taat.
So that brought us to the third level.
Ieu nyana ka tingkat tilu.
As we beheld him.
Waktu sorang ningalina.
And he inspired us.
Ngasian inspirasi.
We said yes.
Urang nyaros muhun.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We see what our life is all about.
Urang ningali hartos ka hirup urang.
We can do what you did.
Biasa ngalakukeun anu ku anjeunna dilakukeun.
We can teach like you taught.
Ngawulang.
Yes, Lord.
Gusti.
That brought us to the next level. Wait a minute. We can't just sit in church or in our prayer meetings and look at Jesus and be inspired and say yes.
Antasan sekedap urang teu biasa mungcalik salami ngabaktianana da tingali ka Yesus sareng kengina inspirasi saurkeun mun.
If we're real,
pami urang nyata.
If we believe this,
percanten wae.
We gotta do something about it.
Kita ngalakukeun hal nu ngeunaan ieu.
So the fourth lesson was action.
Pengajaran nu kaopat nyata tindakan.
Take this Jesus to the streets.
Nyandak Yesus ieu ka jalan-jalan.
Go in his power.
Angkat dina kawasana.
Wonderful.
Luar biasa.
Wonderful.
Luar biasa.
After I learned all about the miracle power of God, then I knew I had to do something about it. And I'll tell you tonight what I did. But we set out to the world. And today, after 55 years, in 80 nations of the world, always preaching to multitudes.
Bahkan jalmi seueur.
We have proven Jesus is the same yesterday, today, forever.
Ngabuktosan ni Yesus masih sami kamari ayeuna sareng salamina.
Before any people,
dipayunun jalmi naon bae.
Any culture,
budaya naon bae.
Any nation,
bangsa naon bae.
People of any religion,
jalmi ti agama naon bae.
Oh, hallelujah. I proclaim this Jesus with witch doctors around me.
Hallelujah. Abdi memproklamirkan Yesus ieu sareng ahli-ahli sihir.
Never has God failed.
Teu kantos gagal.
This gospel is the power of God to salvation.
Injil teh kawasa Allah nu nyalametkeun.
To everyone that believes.
Setiap jalmi nu percanten.
So, lesson number four, action.
Pengajaran nomor opat ngalakukeun.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we go out
urang,
to give the gospel.
Urang angkat keluar ka ngawartakeun Injil.
We've got our theory worked out.
Urang terang teori nu hasil.
We've got our outlines, nice sermons, our repertoire all ready.
Urang garis badag khutbah-khutbah sareng judul-judulna.
We love to witness.
Urang resep nyaksikeun.
We're great talkers.
Urang teh pembicara nu hebat.
But we don't change anybody.
Nanging urang teu ngarobi saurang oge.
Something's missing.
Ayeuna ica.
We've got to be credible.
Kedah pantes dipercanten.
That takes miracles.
Ieu menyogikeun mujizat.
I cannot understand to this day.
Inten ieu abdi henteu ngarti. Kristen ka Yesus.
How churches who do not believe in miracles expect to convince non-Christians of Jesus.
Mang gereja-gereja anu henteu percanten ka mujizat pangharepan kanggo ngayakinkeun jalmi-jalmi sanes.
I pioneered, did you know, I'm the one that pioneered mass miracle evangelism.
Abdi ngarintis saderek terang, abdi teh saurang anu ngarintis penginjilan masyarakat ku mujizat.
I've wondered many times.
Abdi sering tumaros.
Amy McPherson went to China as a missionary.
Amy McPherson angkat ka China selaku misionaris.
So she knew about all the peoples of the world.
Enten anjeunna terang ngeunaan jalmi di dunya.
How could she have had all this great power in this great ministry of hers and not given it to the world?
Manjeunna kagungan kawasa sapertos kieu dina ngalayanan anu ageung sareng henteu ngabagikeun.
I don't say that to condemn Amy McPherson.
Abdi henteu ngalepatkeun Amy McPherson.
It's a sincere question.
Ya murni hiji patarosa.
How could she not go to Latin America and back to China?
Kasana anjeunna angkat ka Amerika Latin sareng mulih deui ka China.
Why me?
Abdi kunaon?
Why should I be the one to do it?
Kunaon mung abdi nyaliran nu ngalakukeunana?
John Alexander Dowie.
John Alexander Dowie.
A man from Australia.
Mamagati Australia.
He came to our country, the United States, my country.
Dongkap ka nagara abdi Amerika.
The first year, and he came as a preacher of divine healing and power.
Dina dongkap salaku tukang khutbah kawarasan ilahi jeung kawasa.
Did you know during the first year that he preached in America?
Kadare terang salami sataun anjeunna khutbah.
He was arrested over 100 times.
Tangkep langkung 300 kali.
Why?
Kunaon?
Practicing medicine without a license.
Praktek kedokteran teu aya ijinna.
Healing sick people without authority.
Adamangkeun teu aya otoritasna.
Preachers in America don't realize that John Alexander Dowie paid the price for us to have liberty to preach the gospel of healing in this country.
Tukang khotbah di Amerika teu sadar yen John Alexander Dowie mayar harga supados urang ngagaduhan kabebasan kang ngadugikeun Injil kawarasan ka nagara ieu.
If you go to Sweden,
bisa dek angkat ka Swedia,
or Germany,
atanapi ka Jerman.
Many of the officials will dog your tracks and try to find out if you're not illegal, you're out trying to help people without a license.
Petugas anu baris milarian tapak saderek sareng usaha mendakan yang saderek ngalanggar hukum upami saderek nulungan jalmi-jalmi anu seijin.
They're still way back there.
Ranjeunna masih kana kitu.
But in my country,
di nagara abdi,
an Australian made it possible for us to preach freely the gospel and heal the sick everywhere.
Orang Australia midamel nu tiasa dianggo abdi nganggo ngawartakeun Injil cara bebas sareng adamangkeun nu teu damang.
I'm glad he did that.
Abdi teh anjeunna ngalakukeun.
One of the greatest miracle men, prophetic ministries that our nation's ever had.
Salah sahiji nu ngadamel mujizat pangageungna pelayanan propertik anjeunna dongkap.
He came from Australia.
Naik kapal.
By boat. He had to come. He had to know about Singapore.
Anjeunna terang Singapore.
And probably Calcutta, India, because those boats had to stop at the ports to get new fuel.
Calcutta, India, kumargi kapal-kapalna kedahliran di pelabuhan-pelabuhan nu kanggo ngeusi bahan bakarna.
And probably Sri Lanka, formerly Ceylon.
Sri Lanka, kapungkur mah Ceylon.
And Egypt.
Mesir.
At the Suez Canal.
Terusan Suez.
And then to America.
Teras ke Amerika.
How could he not take that miracle ministry back to those people?
Kumatiasa anjeunna nyanda pelayanan mujizat ka jalmi-jalmi ieu.
Why me?
Kunaon abdi?
What caused me to do that?
Kunaon ngaluarkeun abdi ngadamel kieu?
They knew about the same world.
Anjeunna.
I don't see that to accuse them.
Abdi nyarios kana abdi nyarioskeun murni.
Oh, we could say maybe it wasn't the time yet.
Urang tiasa nyarios teu acan waktu.
Well, I think with God it's always the time.
Mun abdi upami Gusti teh masian waktu.
But that's just a serious question to me.
Ieu patarosan teh serius kang abdi.
John Lake went to South Africa.
John Lake angkat ka Afrika Selatan.
That was great.
Eta hebat.
And some of the greatest miracles in these centuries.
Beberapa mujizat nu ageung di abad-abad ieu.
Almost nothing has equaled John Lake's ministry.
Hampir teu aya nanaon dibandingkeun sareng pelayanan John Lake.
But he didn't go to South Africa to stand out on a field of people and challenge them.
Anjeunna teu angkat ka Afrika Selatan kanggo ngadeg di lapang seur jalmi anu.
No, he preached in churches.
Tu anjeunna khutbah di gereja-gereja.
Or auditoriums.
Auditorium.
Or compounds.
Stadion tertutup.
And built an organization.
Ngabangun hiji organisasi.
I am the first who went to the open air in non-Christian lands, publicized asking the people to come and see if there's a God. See if Jesus is alive. I don't know where I got that idea. I think it came from the Bible. I think it came from St. Paul. Paul was a missionary. Paul groaned and agonized to reach the Gentiles. To me, that's what ministry is. Sharing the good news with people who don't know about it. I thank God for everybody that's ministering to those who already know. But I just wanted to impress that on you. God has called, Jesus has called us to a world.
Yesus teh parantos nyaur urang ka hideungna.
That's where we must go.
Ieu teh ka mana urang kadangkat.
I may tell you tonight in the closing session of this seminar.
Panginten masih terang ka saderek wengi ieu.
I may tell you a little bit about the agony that I went through trying to break myself from traditional ways of ministry.
Masihan terang ngeunaan kasangsaraan abdi nu diliwatan dina ngarobi diri abdi tina cara-cara tradisional.
And how I learned to think big.
Sareng kumaha abdi ngemut secara luas.
God had to raise up somebody that believed that he could do it for everybody.
Gusti parantos ngagugahkeun salah saurang anu percanten ka anjeunna tiasa ngalakukeun eta kanggo setiap jalmi.
Moses believed it was for everybody. When he brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. 40 years in slavery. Sick and diseased, broken and sad. But God revealed himself through Moses. I am Jehovah, your physician. And he brought them forth. Hallelujah. And there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Moses was a people, was a leader that preached that healing was for everybody. There those, they got tired of it and they griped about him. And many of them died. Poisonous serpents come among them.
Dari antawis aranjeuna maraot orai-orai nu peurahan anu di antawis aranjeuna.
God showed Moses to lift up a brazen serpent.
Gusti masih antrang Musa kanggo ngaluhurkeun hiji orai samaga.
And everybody that looked lived.
Tiap jalmi anu ningalina baris hirup.
But you couldn't look for someone else. Everybody did their own looking. And everyone that looked was healed. Hallelujah. When he brought them out of Egypt. About 3 million, 2.5 million people. Did you ever think how long it would have taken him to pray for all of them individually? Most of them would have died before their turn came. He had to think big. I'll tell you in the next session how I learned to think big. Someone figured out that it would have taken him over 17 years giving 3 minutes to a person never resting 24 hours a day, they'd have been dead. He had to think big.
Ayeuna kada ngemu sacara jembar.
I learned to do that.
Diajar ngalaksanakeun eta.
God had to raise up somebody that could go out on the field.
Gusti kada ngagugakeun salah saurang nu tiasa angkat ka lapangan.
And see that God was big enough to heal all who were sick.
Tarang ningali yen Gusti teh cekap luhung kanggo nenda ngadamangkeun sadayana.
Now preachers do that all over the world.
Ayeuna para tukang hut.
But when I did
it,
I was accused of tempting God and some of the good organizations would not let their missionaries cooperate with us because they said Osborne is tempting God and we don't want to be a part of it. So Dowie blazed the way for us to minister in America. And I blaze the way for you to minister to the masses overseas. You didn't know that, did you? Now listen. When we get that enthusiasm, and we go into action, then we say, whoop, wait a minute, I've got to be credible. And we discover that if our witness is not accompanied by signs and miracles and wonders, we're not credible.
Kesaksian abdi henteu disarengan ku mujizat tanda-tanda sareng kajaiban.
But now in this sixth session,
anging ayeuna dina pangajaran nu kagenep,
let me bring you to another level.
Abdi nyandak saderek kana tingkat salajengna.
How does Jesus function today?
Kumagunana Yesus ayeuna teh?
Our subject today is our legality in God.
Tapi orang ayeuna teh nyata keabsahan di debet Yesus.
We got to be credible.
Urang kada pantes dipresenten.
For unbelievers to put stock in what we say.
Jami-jami moal pertanten kana seriusan orang.
But we also are going to have to be legal.
Urang oge kada numutkeun hukum.
Now here's why I say that.
Naon nu kajadian caroskeun?
You will find when you step out into the ministry, into the Jesus ministry of healing people.
Sadarek baris mendakan waktu sadarek ngalengkar lebet karena pelayanan Yesus ngadamangkeun jalmi-jalmi.
First, you're going to find there's all kinds of devils.
Awitan sadarek baris mendakan rupi-rupi iblis.
Big ones and little ones.
Mageung alit.
Pretty ones and ugly ones.
Saeun awon.
Hairy ones and slick ones. Fat ones and skinny ones. Haughty ones and timid ones. And you're going to make it fine. With this revelation, you're going to be so hot to trot. What are you going to do with that? Yeah, that's good. You're going to be so ready that you're going to go out burning. Oh, hallelujah. And you're going to pray for people. And they're going to get healed. And you're going to be sure you've received the gift of healing. Maybe the gift of the working of miracles. Oh, your star is going to rise.
Bentang saderek beris naik.
But then what's going to happen? You're going to bump into one of them stubborn devils.
Saderek baris nabrak iblis nu bregong.
You're going to bump into, yeah, that's good. You're going to bump into one of those that don't jump when you say frog.
Nabrak salah sahiji iblis anu henteu luncat waktu saderek nyarios.
I had to listen to that. You understand? And then what you're going to do?
Naon nu baris dilakukeun?
That's when you'd better know that you're legal.
Waktu saderek terang ka saderek tesa.
Believe you me, I know what I'm talking about.
Sing percaya abdi terang naon anu nuju di cerios.
It's easy to talk about the casting out devils.
Abdi nyarios ngeunaan ngusir setan-setan.
Healing the sick.
Ngadamangkeun nu teu ramang.
Wonderful.
Luar biasa.
But you're going to meet the kind of devils
penak sareng setan-setan saprus kieu.
That are going to stand up in your face and say, wait.
Ngadeg di payuneun saderek sareng nyarios kae heula.
You can't cast us out.
Bisa ngusir kami keluar.
Then what are you going to do?
Janten anu baris dilakukeun saderek? Janten.
Jesus appeared to his followers during 40 days.
Yesus ngalikeun ka para muridna salami 40 dinten.
After his resurrection,
kaparantos gugahna.
Speaking to them of the things concerning the kingdom of God.
Nyarioskeun ngeunaan hal-hal kerajaan Allah hiji patarosan.
Question. Why did he come back and visit with his followers 40 days?
Kunaon anjeunna muli deui sareng nepangan para muridna salami 40 dinten?
We don't have a record of how what he taught them.
Daya catetan naon anu diwulangkeunana?
Wouldn't you love to know?
Dadarek hoyong terang.
But we have the clue.
Abdi kagungan piduruh.
The things concerning the kingdom of God.
Hal-hal ngeunaan kerajaan Allah.
What is the kingdom of God?
Naon kerajaan Allah teh?
It is Jesus Christ resurrected.
Yaitu Yesus Kristus digugahkeun.
Coming back.
Dongkap.
Living in us.
Hirup di lebet urang.
Reigning through us.
Marentang ngalangkungan urang.
Ruling through us.
Ngatur.
In charge through us.
Tanggal waler ngalangkungan urang.
With all power and all authority.
Sadaya kakiatan sareng.
Because he's returned from the dead, he has paid the ransom for our redemption.
Mayar tebusan ka urang.
He has delivered us
ngabebaskeun urang.
Out of the power of darkness.
Kaluar tina kawasa poek.
He has translated us
nyalikeun ka urang.
Into the kingdom of his dear son.
Kana karajaan putrana nu kaasih.
He has done it.
Mantena parantos ngalakukeun.
Paid the price.
Mayar harga.
And sat down.
Terngcali.
But before he sat down.
Terngcana linggi.
40 days.
40 dinten.
He came back appearing to them.
Tumping kanggo ningali saliran ka anjeunna.
Talking about the kingdom of God.
Nyarios ngeunaan karajaan.
The most difficult thing in the world to get through to people.
Paling susah kanggo nebus jalmi-jalmi.
Is the fact that Christ is alive in us.
Uktos yen Yesus hirup di lebet urang.
That's what he was talking about.
Nuju dicaraskeun ku anjeunna.
He was explaining to them.
Anjeunna nuju ngajelaskeun ka muridna.
Teaching them.
Ngulang.
Talking to them.
Ngadawuh.
I've paid for you.
Kami geus mayar maneh.
You're redeemed.
Ane ditebus.
I'm risen.
Kami gugah.
Touch me and see.
Kami jeung tempo.
I'm alive.
Kami hirup.
Now you can receive what I have received.
Ane tiasa nampi naon anu parantos ku ditampi.
You'll be going back to the upper room.
Mane baris malik kana rohang luhur.
Wait for that power to come on you.
Tebuan nepi ka kawasa lungsur kamarane.
Don't depart until that power comes on you.
Ulawak ka indit nepi ka kawasa lungsur.
And when that comes.
Waktu saya kadongkap.
I'm going to be in you.
Kami ayah di jero mane.
Because your sin question is settled.
Margi patarosan perkawis dosa tos rengse.
Now those Jews could understand that.
Enten orang Yahudi tiasa ngartos.
The Lamb of God has been slain.
Anak domba Allah atos disembeli.
To take away the sins of the world.
Kanggo ngalengitkeun dosa manusia.
I have come to you.
Kami tos datang ka manehna.
To pay for you.
Keur mayar.
I've died in your name.
Mis maut atas nami marane.
Hey, that's old stuff to us.
Ye barang lami kanggo saderek.
We can say it backwards and forwards.
Kang bisa nyarios ka pungkur sareng engke.
They never heard it before.
Ayeuna teu pernah ngadangu sakacana.
40 days he talked to them.
40 dinten mantenna nyarios ka aranjeunna.
You're redeemed.
Maranehna ditebus.
You're changed.
Maranehna dirobi.
The price has been paid.
Hargana parantos lunas.
I'm risen from the dead.
Kami gugah tina maut.
I'm going to the Father.
Kami rek ka Ama.
And the Holy Ghost is coming upon you.
Roh Suci nuju lungsur ka maraneh.
John the Baptist baptized you. That's nothing.
Yohanes parantos ngabaptis teu aya nanaon.
You're going to have a new baptism.
Meunang hiji baptisan anyar.
Of the same power and authority that's ruled in my life that you've witnessed.
Ti kawasa otoritas nu sami anu ngatur hirup kami.
And then will come to pass what I've been telling you.
Sana anu ku kami bareto nyaho maneh.
You believe in me, you can do what I do.
Mun maneh percaya deka kami maneh baris bisa ngalakukeunana.
You remember my prayer?
Nah maneh ingat.
I prayed for you.
Kami ngadoa jeung maneh.
As the Father sent me.
Kumaha anu geus ngutus kami.
I'm sending you.
Kami keur ngutus maneh.
I've given you his word.
Kami geus mere pangandikanana.
I've given you my name.
Ngaran kami.
I've given you my nature.
Sifat kami.
I've imputed to you my righteousness.
Mere bebeneran ka maneh.
I have conferred all of my authority on you.
Nganugrahkeun sakabeh otoritas ka maneh.
I have paid for you.
Kami geus mayar maneh.
I have redeemed you.
Nebus maneh.
You are in me.
Kami aya di jero kami.
I am in you.
Kami aya di jero maneh.
The Father is in me.
Ama aya di jero kami.
The Father is in you.
Ama aya di jero maneh.
Me and the Father are coming into you.
Kami sareng Ama baris lebet ka diri maneh.
You now become my interpreter.
Maneh janten tukang ngomong.
I only came to show you how to do it.
Datang ka ngunjukkeun kumaha ngalakukeunana.
You don't expect me to do it all the rest of eternity.
Kami ngalakukeun sadaya nepi ka kalanggengan.
No, I only came to show you how.
Kami ngan datang ka ngunjukkeun maneh carana.
You're legal.
Maneh salah.
You're paid for.
Maneh geus lunas dibayar.
The blood of the Lamb of God is slain for you.
Geti anak domba Allah dipuncit pikeun maneh.
All of the power of hell has been conquered.
Sadaya kawasa neraka tos dielehkeun.
And exposed for eternity.
Dipintonkeun kanggo kalanggengan.
We've conquered them.
Kami geus ngalehkeun maraneh.
Now I confer upon you my name.
Ayeuna kami mere ngaran kami.
You are part of the Father's kingdom.
Maneh teh bagian ti kerajaan Allah.
You are redeemed.
Maneh ditebus.
And you are conquerors.
Maneh teh para pemenang.
And now you are to go in my grace.
Ayeuna maneh indit kasih kurnia kami.
And in my love.
Sareng dina kasih kami.
Because remember.
Margi kami sing emut.
My part's finished.
Bagian kami geus sareng.
I'm going to heaven.
Kami rek ka sawarga.
I'm going to sit down.
Kami rek diu.
At the right hand of the Father.
Pencaunana Rama.
The Father never sent me to do it all.
Ama teu pernah ngutus kanggo ngalak.
The Father sent me to show you
Ama
how.
Ngutus kami kanggo nunjukkeun carana ka maneh.
Now you can do it.
Bisa ngalakukeunana.
The world is yours.
Dunya teh nu maneh.
Go to all the world.
Miang ka sakulia dunya.
Don't ask me where I want you to go.
Nanya ka mana maneh hoyong maneh miang.
All the world.
Ka sakulia dunya.
Every creature.
Segala makhluk.
And lo, I am with you.
Kami baris nyarengan.
Always.
Kalawasna.
Even to the end of the world.
Nepi ka akhir zaman.
You can't go anywhere but what I'll be there.
Ka mana bae keung kami ka dirinya.
In my power.
Dina kawasa kami.
That's the kingdom of God in you.
Eta kerajaan Allah dina diri saderek.
The king is reigning in you.
Raja nuju marenta di lebet saderek.
Are you hearing me?
Saderek ngadangukeun abdi.
Jesus spends 40 days.
Yesus ngagunakeun waktu 40 dinten.
Trying to get them to understand.
Usaha kanggo ngadamel anjeun ngartos.
The price is paid.
Hargana tos dibayar.
Redemption is a fact.
Penebusan teh hiji fakta.
Salvation is yours.
Keselamatan teh gaduh saderek.
You are a new species.
Saderek yen jenis engal.
You are born from above.
Saderek dilahirkeun ti luhur.
Don't run off without this power.
Ulangkat teu nganggo kawasa ieu.
It's coming.
Yen nuju dongkap.
I'll go sit down.
Kami baris linggih.
The Father will send
Aman
it. Because my job's done. You'll be surprised how many places the Bible says he sat down. That's not put in there for nothing. It means what he says. He has committed everything to us. Now we are the messengers. And we're to go to all the world. Anywhere. Anytime.
Irabae.
Any nation.
Nagara mana wae.
Any language.
Bahasa mana wae.
Any people.
Urang mana wae.
Any tribe.
Kaum mana wae.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The same gospel is for everybody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
God is speaking to you right now. I haven't been able to preach all I want to preach to you.
Abdi tetiasa ngahutbakeun sadayana ku abdi dihutbakeun ka saderek.
I've got dozens of scriptures I wanted to read to you.
Abdi gadulusinan ayat Alkitab nu bade diawaskeun ka saderek.
But you're smart.
Ning saderek pinter.
Get your Bible.
Tandak Alkitab saderek.
Let it be a challenge to you.
Tantangan ka saderek.
Find out in the New Testament if I've told you the truth.
Lari dina perjanjian engal upami parantos masian babeneran.
Read your New Testament with these things in mind.
Rasaos haderek ku pikiran sareng hal-hal ieu.
And you'll see that T.L. Osborne hasn't told the half of it.
Bade ningal yen T.L. Osborne ieu masian terang satengahna.
Hallelujah! The world is ours!
Ingate gadurang.
He spoke to them concerning the kingdom of God.
Mantana nyarios ngeunaan kerajaan Allah.
Our legality in God's plan.
Legalitas urang dina rencana Allah.
We are legal because we are redeemed.
Urang teh sah kumargi parantos ditebus.
We are legal because we are restored to God.
Urang sah kumargi parantos dipulihkeun ku Allah.
We are legal because the devil is defeated.
Urang teh sah kumargi iblis dielehkeun.
We are legal because the resurrected Christ lives in us.
Kumargi Kristus parantos digugakeun dalam baturan.
And when the devil stands up to you,
waktu iblis ngalangan saderek,
tell him those things.
Berenyaho.
He will flee from you. Because he knows that you have found out the truth.
Kumargi terang yang saderek parantos nemukeun bebeneran.
And the truth has made you free.
Beneran eta baris ngamerdekakeun saderek.
In the holy name of Jesus Christ.
Lebet nami Yesus Kristus anu suci.
Whom God raised up from the dead according to the scriptures.
Parantos ngagugeukeun tinu mautna numutkeun pangandikanna Gusti.
May this life and power and love be imparted to you right now.
Tebios hirup sareng kawasa sareng kasih diempartasikeun ka saderek ayeuna.
Say hallelujah.
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 Yes.
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 Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.